Welcome to another edition of the Wahoo Central Podcast, which we record each week in our University Hall studio. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is the reigning champion in ACC men's golf, Jimmy Stanger. Jimmy, thanks for making time for this.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
So, final exams start today at the university. You're a fourth year in the McIntyre School of Commerce. What's left for you before graduation? Anything?
So I actually just finished an exam, came straight from there to here. I have one exam left, and then I graduate, which is unbelievable. I cannot believe 4 years have gone by this quickly.
And the way the golf schedule breaks, you will actually be able to attend graduation, right?
Yes.
Which is not always the case for student-athletes here. Sometimes they're competing that weekend, so that's kind of cool.
Absolutely. It'll be fun to walk down the lawn.
The first Who's Choice Awards show was last night at JPJ, and you received the F. Dixon Brooke Memorial Award for Men's Golf. Congratulations on that honor. What do you think of the show?
It was pretty amazing. I loved the changes that they made compared to last year and the year before, making it more of a show like you'll see at the ESPYs or something like that. It was a lot of fun to go to, and you could tell all the people who put it on put a lot of hard work into it. So we really appreciated that as golfers and athletes.
The past 12 months have been memorable for you, to say the least. Among other accomplishments, you won the Southern Amateur, and you reached the round of 16 at the U.S. Amateur last summer. You shot a school record round of 62 in February at a tournament in Hawaii. You played in your first PGA event in March, and last month you won a four-player playoff in Clinton, South Carolina, to become only the third ACC champion in UVA men's golf history. Have you had time to kind of process what's been going on, or are you just kind of bopping from one thing to another?
I've definitely had time to process what occurred last year, what's happening this year, and then to win the ACC championship just a little over a week ago. That hasn't fully set in yet. I've tried to take some time just to, you know, appreciate how amazing it's been, and it's been awesome to have teachers and friends and people come up to me and say congratulations. But it's a dream come true and an honor that I am going to have to process over my life.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about how aware are your fellow students of your prowess on the golf course and your accomplishments? Are they people know about what you've done?
Yeah, they're obviously golf isn't like football or basketball in that they know everything that's going on. But winning an ACC championship was extremely special, just because I had, you know, many teachers come up and say congratulations. I had one recognize me in front of the class.
Wow.
It's nothing I expected for sure, but pretty amazing to see that and then see other people say congratulations. I get a little taste of what the basketball and football guys get, I guess.
So what was the playoff like? What's kind of going through your head? You're one of four players in the playoff, when you're going up to that tee.
Yeah.
Did you like your position at that point? Did you feel, you know, good about your chances?
It was amazing. I was so in the moment that I really didn't think much about actually winning the playoff in the end. I was so happy just to get there, to make a birdie on my last hole, to get into the playoff, and then I did not think 5-under par was going to actually get me into a playoff.
Yeah, I guess I should ask you about your final hole. I mean, were you aware as you lined up for that birdie putt, all right, I need this to get into the playoff?
Yes.
I mean, that's where in terms of the pressure you faced in your life as a golfer did that moment rank?
That putt was up there. Fortunately, it was a relatively easy putt, or at least it was a relatively straight putt, about 5 feet. But that was the putt that I felt the most pressure on of anything that day. So to get into the playoff itself was awesome. Once I got in the playoff, I told Coach Sargent walking down the fairway, I never expected to be here. So this is a, you know, great experience. I have nothing to lose. Some of these other players bogey their last hole. They have something to lose.
Right.
They felt like they won it. Gave me an advantage, and I was able to use that in the playoff.
You don't expect a four-player playoff to last only one hole, do you?
No, you don't.
I mean, conceivably, that could, you know, if it had gone six holes, it wouldn't have been shocking.
No, not at all. You would expect those to last longer. In my mind, I knew I needed to make birdie. I figured one of the other three players would definitely make birdie, because it's a hole where it's a driver nine iron, a driver pitching wedge. But it's a tight hole. You got to hit a good drive, and you got to hit a good wedge to a pretty firm green. So, and then ultimately you have to make a putt. So you do have to hit three good shots back to back to back. Luckily enough, I was the one who was able to come away with that.
What was the how much time between the end of regulation and the playoff was there?
I had a pretty good advantage there, because I only had about 15 minutes. So it was enough time to kind of settle down, calm my nerves, stretch out a little bit, but not enough time for me to start feeling cold with my game. So I didn't take any practice shots in between. I went, finished my round, signed my scorecard, went in, relaxed for about 10 minutes, got some food, and then went right to the first tee of the playoff.
Cool. UVA's first two ACC champions were Pete Arend in 1955 and Ben Roush in 2012. Pete was well before your time. But have you ever met Ben?
Yeah, Ben and I were on the same team my first year. So
Oh, 12, because he was not.
Yeah, he was a sophomore at the time.
Okay, that's right.
Yep.
So have you heard from him?
So Ben reached out and said congratulations. And, he's been a good friend to me. And I've really looked up to him my first year in college. Again, it's amazing to be considered, in my mind, the same place where he was, because he was so far ahead of me when I came in my freshman year. I just wanted to be able to compare to him, and now to be, co-ACC champion with him, and then, one other from earlier in the 19th century. This is incredible.
So you lead the team with a 70.37 stroke average this year. What's been the key for you? Any one part of your game been especially sharp, or I'm guessing it's all been pretty good?
Yeah, it's all been pretty solid. My putter's really come on strong this year. But I would say the main key to me playing consistently well has just been my mental attitude. I've been much more at peace on the golf course. I am a strong Christian, so I have Bible verses that I've started implementing to run through my head out there, and that's been a huge reason I've been able to stay so consistent and calm. So I'd say a combination of just being mentally in the moment, enjoying my golf more than I ever have in the past, and then making a few more putts has really led to much lower scoring average.
So you acquired your putter in an unconventional way, did you not?
Well,
so not at a pro shop or?
Yeah, so since there was an article written right before I went to the Valspar about the putter I was using actually at the time, which I bought off of eBay. That putter will always be special to me because I bought it off eBay, kind of last-ditch effort, and then all of a sudden it turned into my favorite putter for a year and a half. And
so what led you to buy it off of eBay? You used it or you used that?
Yeah, so I used that putter for a while. I bought it off eBay because I had putted with it when I was a lot younger. And then that putter had worn out, and I needed a new one and couldn't find it. So I purchased that one. Over Christmas, I ended up getting another putter that I put in the bag right after the Valspar. All good things have to come to an end eventually, right? And that putter, I think, cemented itself in the bag very soundly after the ACC tournament.
This UVA team has been highly ranked at times in the course of this year. Yeah. It has not played as well recently. UVA finished sixth at the ACC championships last month. I know the team had higher expectations than sixth coming into the season. Where do you think kind of the mindset of the team is right now? I think you met with Dr. Bob Rotella recently, the renowned sports psychologist. Can you assess kind of where the team is?
Yeah, I think, there's been no team throughout history that's been able to go through the course of a season and stay consistently good every single event. All teams have to go through up and down periods. The cycles are common. And as, Dr. Rotella pointed out, the few times we've met with him recently, we have the team that can beat anybody in the country. Whenever we played in the fall as well as we did, and then Hawaii, I don't think a team could have beat us. We still have that exact same talent on our team. We just have to understand that, whether there are expectations there or there are no expectations, it shouldn't affect the way we play. If we can trust that we're a good team, we can go out and play strong. I think that'll be the key as we go into regionals and nationals, especially for some of the younger guys to realize how important it is that they know they're good enough. They trust their own skill rather than trying to press.
You mentioned the regionals. They will start on Monday, May the 15th. If you do well there, you move on to NCAA championships. Is it nice to have kind of know you have a second chance or a new season starting that, whatever happened at ACC's is history now and you can kind of go out and redeem yourself?
As a team, it'll be fun to see how far we can go. We should do fine at regionals. I love the team that we have. Once we get to nationals and, we get to play a course that we've played a few times in the past in Rich Harvest Farms, we've played very well there and won college golf tournaments there in the past. So we're all excited for sure to get to the national championship. And if we can play the game that we know we're capable of playing, I think we should be able to get a run at the national championship, at least make it to match play. The key will be getting our mindset in the right place and actually playing up to the level we know we're capable of.
having talked to you last year for a story I did for VirginiaSports.com, I know a little bit about your backstory, but not all of our listeners are probably as familiar. You grew up in Tampa, which is a long way from Charlottesville. How did you end up at UVA?
Yeah, so I ended up at UVA. It was, you know, one of many schools that I first visited, but you know, Coach Sargent's dedication to really pursuing me as a junior and showing that he wanted to, you know, make me a center point of this team really helped me come here. That, in addition to the fact that the McIntyre School, the business school here, is the number two in the country, that attracted me as my dad's a business person, and I've always dreamed of myself going into business, you know, after the golf career is over. Finally, you know, Thomas Jefferson's legacy here is incredible, right. And the history of UVA really attracted the inner history nerd in me who loves to study about American history. So that combination made UVA the clear favorite and ultimately was the reason I came here.
What's it been like balancing your comm school obligations with, you know, your commitment to golf and your desire to do well on the course?
Yeah, you certainly have to work hard. Every single day you have to understand that really you enjoy the work. The way I try to phrase it is I get to wake up in the morning and, you know, go work out with the team. A great thing to do as a team, camaraderie is built. Go to class, study something I enjoy, go practice. I get to play golf every afternoon. You know, that's something that business people and people who grow up dream about doing. Yeah. And then I get to come back and study something else that I enjoy. So I don't view it more as work. I view it more as something that I get to do as, I mean, heck, this is the best 4 years of my life. Might as well, you know, make it profitable.
You are, your concentration is finance and marketing, right?
That's correct.
You've been named to the United States squad that will face a team from Europe in the Palmer Cup. That'll be in Atlanta in June. The U.S. team, at least, is made up of collegiate players, or I guess at that point you'll be officially a former college player.
Yes.
But do you know the other guys who were selected for the U.S. team, and who makes up the European team? People from that same age group? Because they're not necessarily college players, are they?
Yeah, well, the Arnold Palmer Cup is all college players, so people who play in college. I believe the you know, the team that come international team is the United Kingdom team.
Okay.
So players in that area. I could be mistaken on that, so you know, don't hold me accountable. I know, I would say, you know, the majority of the players on the United States teams, and I'm good friends with some of them as well. There's some incredible players, and for me to be named on that team is an honor that I never thought would be possible.
So that's a Ryder Cup type format, right?
Exactly.
Derek Bard, one of your teammates here, was named to the U.S. team last year.
Yes.
What did he say about the experience?
He said that it was as good as he's ever been. It's a professional event in that there are people watching. You know, they give you gear as well as the prestige of the event. You know, it's named after Arnold Palmer,
right?
One of the greatest golfers to ever live and a great role model for sure. With him passing away in this last year, that'll make the Arnold Palmer Cup even more special for us. But, you know, I mean, Derek's been a great role model for me. If I could say something about him, like, he won the Dixon Award in years past. You know, he played in the Palmer Cup a year ago, played in the Masters last year.
U.S. Open.
Yeah, exactly. U.S. Open. I could just go on and on with events that he's won. You know, his success at UVA really preceded mine, and to have him as a role model to look up to, you know, he broke the glass here and really made my success possible. I would not be here without him.
You took a little break from UVA golf this spring to go back to Florida and play in a PGA tournament.
Yes.
What, I'm guessing that was an incredible experience. What was it like for you?
It was the most exciting experience I've ever had in my entire life. The amount of energy that I felt flowing through me that entire week blew my mind. I didn't even think that was possible. In addition to that, it was a hometown event, so I had probably between, you know, 50 to 150 people out there on every single hole following me, you know, even on holes where they didn't have grandstands and stuff. So I never expected it to be that amazing or that electric, you could say. I don't remember my first 10 or 11 holes of the first day. It was so exciting. But it's an experience I'll look back on fondly. You know, it's something that not many people have the privilege of doing. And I know in the future, whenever I get into a PGA Tour event, I'm going to be able to handle it much better because of that experience.
What was it like, you know, being on the driving range beforehand with people you've grown up watching or reading about?
It was, again, it was pretty incredible to see all those players out there, to see some of the form, you know, of the players. But at the same time, you have to realize these are just people, just golfers like you. Dr. Rotella gave me some really good advice before playing, And it was, if I wanted to go and watch these pros in action, go to the Arnold Palmer Invitation a week later where I don't have an exemption into it. Go to a different PGA Tour event. I'm there to play and I'm there to compete against these guys. I'm not here to admire them. So while it was great to be able to watch them in action and learn from them in the practice round, at the same time, they're just other people who I'm trying to compete against.
What kind of reception did you get from the professionals?
They were incredibly kind. I mean, some of them, Wesley Bryan, who just won 2 weeks ago down in Hilton Head, he was unbelievably kind to me. Steve Stricker and Jim Furyk were two other legends of the game who really gave me some great advice while I was there.
Did Steve Stricker talk to you about his friendship with Coach Bennett?
He did, yes.
They're good buddies. Yes.
So they were all unbelievably kind. Lee McCoy was there, who is not on the PGA Tour yet, but I'm sure will be in the future. He's a good friend of mine growing up. You realize they're just people trying to get a golf ball in the hole quicker than you are. But, man, it was amazing to learn from their experience.
One of the greatest players in UVA history, Steve Marino, played in that tournament.
He was there as well. Yes.
You get a chance to spend any time with him or at least say hi to him?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to eat lunch with him in between waves. He was the morning wave. I was the afternoon wave. So I saw him briefly there. We talked a little bit about UVA, how the basketball team's doing, football team. He was able to give me some great advice about what life's like on tour, and he was very kind as well.
You will leave here with your bachelor's degree from the comm school, which is quite an accomplishment. What does the summer hold for you? I know golf right now is what you really want to focus on. So where do you go hopefully you win an NCAA championship? Where do you go after that? And then the Arnold Palmer Cup.
Yes. Well, the plan currently is to stay amateur through the summer and play some of the largest amateur events. I cannot wait to be able to be exempt into all these events instead of having to stress over trying to get into them or right. qualify for them. So that'll be incredible. In addition to that, I got to figure out where I'm going to live the rest of my life and do all those things as well. I'm also going to try to continue my education in some classes on real estate because I'm interested in that for sure. It's going to be a busy summer, but I'm excited. I am a big believer that it's amazing how many things you can get done when you keep doing. So that's my plan.
How would you, if you had to kind of sum up your UVA experience now that you're in the final month of it, final weeks, I guess, when you look back, on your 4 years at UVA, how do you think you'll remember this time?
I'll remember it as time that I worked very hard, for sure. I'll also remember it very fondly just with the friendships that I built here at school, on and off the course, the memories with the golf team of winning tournaments. Winning the ACC championship will be incredible. Overall, I'm going to remember it as a time that I worked hard but probably had the most fun of my life. So I'm trying to treasure the last few weeks of that before I have to head home.
Well, good. Well, good luck. Good luck with your one remaining final, I guess.
Thank
Congrats
you.
On graduating. Good luck at NCAAs and Regional One. All the golf you play down the road.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Jeff.
With finals underway, this will be a quiet weekend in Charlottesville for UVA Athletics, but things will crank back up next week. For schedules, features, and information, check virginiasports.com and virginiasportstv.com. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.